Welcome back to the show. I'm Carl Azus. For many of you, the weekend was an hour shorter, and we'll be explaining why later today. First up, the new normal in Japan. Japanese lawmakers and citizens observed a moment of silence at 2:46 p.m. on Friday. That was the exact time that a magnitude 9.0 earthquake struck 5 years beforehand. Businesses, transit, school lessons, they all came to a stop. We've explored some of the lasting damage from the historic quake and the devastating tsunami and the contaminating nuclear meltdowns that followed. But today, even in areas where fishermen are back to work and where kids are back to school, changes brought on by the 2011 disasters are still visible. Japan is still a country in recovery and still on guard.
Our journey takes us 5 kilometers, more than 3 miles off the Japanese coast.
Slowly, slowly, slowly.
Scientists scour the seabed, searching for radiation. Greenpeace researcher Jan van de Put's team just beginning to assess the fallout 5 years after Fukushima.
There's still an enormous amount of radioactivity there, which is in liquid form. It's leaking into the underground and slowly moving into the ocean. And that's very dangerous for the future.
Scientists believe around 80% of radioactive material from Fukushima went into the Pacific Ocean, which is why researchers are out here trying to find radioactive hotspots where fishing may be unsafe.
A staple of the Japanese diet, seafood is tested for radiation. This Fukushima nursery school takes it one step further. Before children eat a single bite, cooks scan every ingredient.
So no radiation.
Safety measures don't stop in the kitchen. The playground has a Geiger counter. Teachers test daily walking routes. Students get regular medical checks.
Are all of these precautions really necessary, or is it more for peace of mind?
It's absolutely necessary, says the principal. We need to keep measuring for radiation. So far, 167 Fukushima children are suspected of having thyroid cancer. Experts disagree if cases are connected to the meltdown. The government doesn't understand our 5 years of suffering raising children here, says this father. Before the meltdown, the Japanese public overwhelmingly supported nuclear energy. Today, polls show most are against it. Japan shut down all of its nuclear reactors after Fukushima. Just a few have been restarted with new strict safety codes. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's pro-nuclear government wants many more back on.
We need to have an independent safety regulator.
Can all the regulations, though, really prevent another Fukushima?
I hope so.
Ken Koyama was on a government panel recommending the restarts. Even he admits nuclear reactors will never be fully safe in a nation prone to natural disasters.
I think that the concern can always exist.
They haven't learned the lesson from Fukushima.
Yes.
Nuclear opponents urge Japan to invest more in renewable energy, saying keeping reactors idle is the only way to protect future generations and prevent another catastrophe. Will Ripley, CNN, Fukushima, Japan.
As international researchers race to find a treatment for the dangerous Zika virus, some scientists in South Africa are on the hunt for diseases before they hit the human population. Rabies, the SARS virus, Ebola, there's something they all may have in common. Bats. These animals can be carriers of disease.